Bonita con Haribol, Haribol, Haribonita con Haribol. Ella es la Goranita, 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 ella es la Goranita. Jalorada, Madavarada, Madavarade. Jalorada, Govindarada, Govindarade. Jalorada, Govindarada, Govindarade. Jayo Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jayo Radha, Giri Daru Radha, Giri Daru Radha. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishu Govinda ki, Jam Vishnu Pad, Brahmanasya, Prayotya Gacharya, Stotra, Satya, Shishu Mata, Vishri Vangri, Vishri, Bhakti Yanta Swami, Vadita Bhavana, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Guru, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jam Vishnu Pad, Brahmanasya, Prayotya Gacharya, Stotra, Satya, Shishu Mata, Vishri Vangri, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Samara Asta Kuri Kichi Srila Namachara Toguchi Ananta Goti Vishna Vakta Vrindaki Prince Gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Srila Dita Gudhara Sasati Gaura Vakta Vrindaki Sisi Radha Krishna Gopi Gopi Nasema Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gordan Dhamagi Sivrinda Dhamagi Simatura Dhamagi Simaya Purdhamagi Jesina Vidhamagi Sita Dhamuri Dhamagi Jesidharga Dhamagi Sri Ganga Maiki Sri Jamuna Maiki Tulsi Bhakti Vrinda Devi Hari Nama Sankirtana Jayogi Hari Nama Sankirtana Srila Prabhupada ki Jagat Guru Patita Bhavana Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Sri Govindai ki Sri Sri Padama Garuna Sri Sri Govindai ki Sri Sri Radha Mahalava ki Sri Sri Radha Samasundi Sri Sri Radha Giri Thari ki Gaura Primanandi All glories to the assembly of devotees All glories to the assembly of devotees All glories to the assembly of devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru Guru Hari Hari Guru Gaura Primanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. We continue on to studying, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 35. Dhruva Vacha Saha Ayam Sama Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Ata Atmanan Darsitaha Kripaya Pumsan Durdasaha Asmat Bithai Asmat Bithai Tu Yat Dhruva Uvacha Soyan Samo Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Hathatmanan Darsita Kripaya Punsan Durdarsu Asma Vibhaituyat Dhruva Uvacha Suyan Samo Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Hatatmanan Darsina Kripa Darsita Kripaya Punsan Dukta Sukhsma Vithai Tuya Dhruva Uvacha Suyan Samo Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Hatatmanan Darsita Kripaya Punsan Durdarso Smat Haituyat Dhruva Uvacha Tatmanan Uvacha Sita Kripaya Punsan Tutta Sema Vidastriyat Dhruva Uvacha Sayat Samo Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Tatmanan Darsita Kripaya Punsan Yukta Sushma Vithai Tuya Dhruva Uvacha Sukha Bhagavata Sukha Dukha Tatmanam Vacha Dhruva Marasai Saha Dat Ayan This Samaha Equilibrium of mind Bhagavata By your lordship Sukha Dukha Happiness and miseries Hatha Atmana Those who are affected, Darsitaha, Son, Kripaya, by mercy, Punsan, of the people, Durdarishaha, very difficult to perceive, Asmat Pibhu, Atmat Vithai, by person like us, to But, Yaha, whatever you have to say, translation of Paul Bourbon, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Dhruva Maharaj said, my dear Lord, Narada ji, for a person whose heart is disturbed by the material condition of happiness and distress, whatever you have so kindly explained for attainment of peace of mind is certainly a very good instruction. But as far as I am concerned, I am covered by ignorance. And this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart. There are various classes of men. One class is called Akamis, referring to those who have no material desires. Desire must exist, either material or spiritual. Material desire arises when one wants to satisfy one's personal sense. One who is ready to sacrifice anything to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be said to have a spiritual desire. Dhruva did not accept the instruction given by the great saint Narada, because he thought himself unfit for such instruction, which prohibited all material desires. It is not a fact, however, that those who have material desires are prohibited from worshiping the Supreme Personality of God. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva. He frankly admitted that his heart was full of material desires. He was very much affected by the cruel words of his stepmother, those who are spiritual advanced do not care about anyone's condemnation or adoration. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that persons who are actually advanced in spiritual life do not care for dual behavior of this material world. But Dhruva Maharaj frankly admitted that he was not beyond the affliction of material distress or happiness. He was confident that the instruction given by Narada was valuable, yet he could not accept it. The question raised here is whether or not a person afflicted by material desire is fit to worship the Supreme Personality of God. The answer is that everyone is fit to worship him, even if one has many material desires to fulfill. He should take to Krishna consciousness and worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is so merciful that he fulfills everyone's desires. Through this narration, it will become very clear that no one is barred from worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if one has many material desires. Dhruva uvacha soyan samo bhagavata sukaduka hatat manan tarsinam kripaya punsan durdaso isma pithaistriyaha. Dhruva Maharaj said, my dear Lord Naradaji, for a person whose heart is disturbed by the material condition of happiness and distress, whatever you have so kindly explained for attainment of peace of mind is certainly a very good instruction. But as far as I am concerned, I am covered by ignorance, and this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart. Srila Prabhupada, Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Sarathya Chakshavamiritantina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vacharam Pangulam Gayate Giri Yatripatana Mande Paramananda Madhavan Sri Chitaya Nishwaran Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutali Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devang Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunjavadi Pachatyadi Satarane. जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौड़ भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री प्रभु श्री श्री गौड़ नित्यानंद Ladies and gentlemen, dear devotees, first of all, I'd like to thank all of, every one of you, each one of you, to attend this Bhagavatam class. I begin for the blessing of my senior go-brothers, go-sisters, pioneers of this society of Krishna consciousness. Many devotees are in this community. Pioneers, fighters in this battlefield, in this war against the illusive Maya. So humbly, I can say I'm very happy to stay here, be part of the community, which is making with Vaishnavas from different parts of the world, preachers, Gauravani Pracharini. This is a preaching movement. Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries and touched thousands and millions of souls' hearts by his support. Like Narada Ji instructed here, Dhruva Maharaj, same thing, Srila Prabhupada, and the same level of inspiration. Uttamadikari Mahabhavata, he had the power to touch so many millions of souls' hearts. So we are assembled here by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. And today, 2010, we have such a great community, thousands of souls. They are influenced by the potency of Srila Prabhupada through his followers, to his devotees, disciples directly of Srila Prabhupada. All glories to them. They came to Mayapur 40 years ago. They faced so many austerities, followed Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came here and said, we are here, Ganges, Tulsi Maharani, Yoga Pete, Srivat Sangha, so we are happy. Sukha, we don't need anything else. But because we like to preach, we should build a temple. So, by the power of Srila Prabhupada instructions, which is Shakti Avesh, manifested in his disciples, Prabhupada have the capacity to excavate the Holy Dhan. So today, the Holy Dhan, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, is manifested to the whole human society. This is the proof. This is the offering of Srila Prabhupada to the human society. The people can have the opportunity to take a shelter and begin a real spiritual life. So in this verse, we can understand that it's many points, many important points. I don't know if I can explain that, but what I can receive due to the association of so many great Vaishnavas is the little inspiration to share that this verse talking about association, talking about influence, bona fide guides, orientation, advice, spiritual advice, wisdom, talking about parental relationship. Dhruva Maharaj, the son of Uttanapada Maharaj, the son of Swayambhuva Maharaj, which was the father of Devahuti, the mother of Kapiladev, the sister of Priyavrata Maharaj, who was the father of Agnidra Maharaj. So many great personalities, they are involved in this wonderful transcendental story, which are setting the example for human society, for our spiritual benefit, our spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada, very faithfully, he had built in this society, follow exactly the clear instructions, all these many pastimes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The intention of Srila Prabhupada was establish a society which was able to materialize, to practice the essence of all these instructions given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But such a great personalities has leaders, such a great personalities has disciples. Narada Ji, he understands very well what's going on in here, because in the previous life he was a child too, right? So he was a child. Prahlad Maharaj was a child. We can see the things as also the child have the opportunity to make advance in the spiritual life. So Narada Ji, he was a child in the previous life. And due to his mal, Srila Prabhupada used to say, because your mother, the mother of all these American boys, they was very special. They are in here today. Something like that. Right? The mother of Narada Ji, she used to, by her chastity, religious, serving the Bhaktivedantas. She was serving the Bhaktivedantas. She used to offer service to the sages. For that reason, Narada Muni, he had the opportunity to get good association. We can rescue also the point of mother protection, protecting the mother. Arjuna gave it that argument. We neglected the mother, irreligion polluted the society. When the family is polluted by irreligion, how we can expect good human beings, good men, good leaders, good fathers? Bhagavatam say, never become father, guru, mother, husband, if you are not able to deliver your dependents from the entangles of material situation. So at this point, protecting families, does Guru Maharaj appear in such a wonderful family? To protect the woman is one of the main religious duties of the brahmanas. The kshatriyas should executing the all whatever is necessary to maintain the woman's protected. We see regarding this point, we see in the modern fashion of war, the people fighting today in many parts of the world. So we see that, like in Yugoslavia, I read, the opposite parties, they used to invade a village and abuse the old women, older women, adult women, younger women. So it was nothing that terrible that abused the women for the enemy. So you go to, you back from the battlefield, right? And you go to your town, your village, and everybody is abused. So this type of strategy to manipulate the emotions, the mind, to seduce the woman, to protect her, is some kind direct way to affect the morality of the men of the human society, right? So at this point, because mothers of Narada was protected by the culture, by the tradition, she had the opportunity to take her kids to the association of the Bhaktivedantas. Because Suruchi Suniti, he was protected by being born and participated in that type of traditional environment. She was able to guide Dhruva Maharaj to the right shelter of the Supreme personality of God. So, influence, we are the fruits of the influence. Everything what's going on around our life affecting in the good way and the bad way. So we are trying to create it as such an atmosphere that can everybody get affected by the good influence of Utsaha, inspiration. It's very easy to get to lose the inspiration. It's very easy. We can lose inspiration at any time. In this case, Dhruva Maharaj was very inspired to jump in the lap of his father, King Uttanapada. But Suruchi interfered. So Suruchi discouraged him, affected his enthusiasm. Because he was a Kshatriya, the unbreakable nature of Kshatriya arise. Same thing, Bada Maharaj, he was a Kshatriya. He was in the forest trying to reach perfection but practice Mukti Yoga. When he saw a deer, a baby deer, his unbreakable nature of Kshatriya arise and his natural feelings for protecting the weeds, for protect his dependents, the living beings. He was attached. He was attached, he was tied, but his natural intention to protect others in the distress situation. So Paramarasi tried to free the deer of some kind of unfavorable situation. Dhruva Maharaj, as a Kshatriya, he cannot tolerate. That is the nature of the living beings. That is the inclination, the natural inclination due to previous association with this material creation. We have some particular inclination to protect others, to exploit others. We can use power to protect others, or we can use power to abuse others. The Brahmanas, they can use the intelligence to guide the society. Like in Narada, at this point we're talking about spiritual guides. Narada was a bona fide Brahman. He had the capacity to help Dhruva Maharaj to go to the right place. But Sukritino Muda, Maya Parita Gyanam, Maya Parita Gyanam. So when Maya is there, polluted the intelligence, the heart, there is big confusion. Brahmanas, intellectual people, people with some kind of intellectual power, they can utilize that power to illuminate the living beings or to help them go to hell and be entangled. So this point helps us to understand whatever is regarding natures and inclinations. Also, Dhruva Maharaj admit, my heart is dark, it's covered. We can get in the point. Cheto dar paramar janan, baba mahane nirvana. So, he realized that he cannot take these instructions. He cannot be a fit for assimilate this type of spiritual instructions. Srila Prabhupada say that everyone is fit to worship the Supreme Lord regarding their state in this material creation. We can say, akarma sarva kamava moksha karma udarani trivena bhakti jagena jayitam purushantaya. Same point, Sukadeva Goswami explained to Pariksit Maharaj, independent of the nature of our heart, the nature of our mind, we can approach to the Lord. So this is we can call Avideya. Avideya is the attempt to search for right instruction, for right association. Association is very important. The quality of association will give us inspiration or different type of negative feelings and detriment to the spiritual life. Regarding association, Srila Prabhupada wants the devotees remain together, associated in the base of love and truth. Rupa Goswami, he gave the essential six instructions to the human society, how maintain, how to increase and preserve a good association, rebuild the mind. So rebuild the mind is very important to keep our sincerity. Chanakya Pandita said, when something bad is in our mind, we can reveal to the right person, to the suitable person. And immediately we'll reveal whatever is bad in our mind, that idea in touch with the ether, we lose the capacity to affect our emotions or thoughts or mentality. But when we have some kind of good idea, we never reveal until that idea is materialized. So the strength of the mind, which is called a ripu in Bhagavad Gita, is very powerful, that can affect it, our life. If we are secluded with our mind, with some kind of private, so-called private life, we say, Gauravani Pracharini. Srila Prabhupada referred to Grihastha Brahmacharis and Brahmacharis. In this special movement of preaching of Sankirtan, there is no space for private life. Private life, regarding Grihastha Ashram, is a little different what we understand in the life of Grihamedis. So a devotee which is responsible for a family, he is a preacher. He likes to live in with his families in some kind of devotional community, because he likes to practice in the company of his partner, his wife, a spiritual, complete, totally spiritual life. He wants his children's practice spiritual life. So for a preacher, regarding Grihasthas or Brahmacharis, there is no space for private life. There is a space for Krishna Katha or devotional activities. There is need of populated this planet air, Garbhadana Sanskara. There should be some ceremonies according with instruction of the higher authorities. We need some kind of space to execute. And it's important for the preservation and for the maintenance of the civilized human society. But we don't need to confuse the need of a space for practice different type of ceremonies as a right to keep some private, secluded, or secret life, right? In this regard, in the older time, in the past, according with the Aryans or practitioners of Sanatana Dharma, even when the time of procreation was there approaching, according with the constellations, the auspicious planets, influence, and different things, the householders, they used to get the benedictions of the masters and gurus. So even for the purpose of planting the seeds, Garadana Sanskara, there is no secret. I remember, I don't know if my brothers and sisters, older sisters, they remember that in the past, the devotees, they used to consult the older Brahmins and leaders, senior brothers and sisters, and also in the age of the Prabhupada disciples, initiating gurus, the disciples, they used to consult the gurus of the secretaries of some confidential personalities that we can reveal our feelings to them, we can reveal our mind. They used to consult also for the attempt of procreation, to get the blessing of the highest authority, the real advanced spiritual authorities, that we can be able to call such a qualified soul from other higher dimensions to be part of our family and born for the glory of this human society. That happened before, right? Some religious families, they used to consult to the astrologers, to the seers, to the thinkers, to get blessing. Where is the kings in the Vedic times and the past? They used to consult the ministers, the brahmanas, Maharaj, His Holiness. When is the right time to procreate a child? Can be in the future a glory for the human society, can be a leader, a brahmana, a thinker, a kshatriya, with the power to protect the weaks, the person, the all living entities. Yeah? So when? So the astrologers used to be calculations and measure things in the sky. Well, this will be the right time. You should go to the forest, you should practice austerities. The queen should take this, you should do that. So when you come back, that is the right time to you planting the seed. So there is no secret life. There is no private life. The life of the preacher always is connected with the highest authorities for one reason or for another reason. For the reason of maintain families and get a very honestly way to maintain our dependence, or for the reason to express our strong inclination to renounce to this material world. But there is no such a thing as a private life. The only space what we need is to raise up our kids in Krishna consciousness and to share some kind of private behavior between male and females. There is allowed by Krishna. There is necessary, everybody knows that. But we don't need to make, it's not necessary to make this type of necessities the goal of our life, or absorbing a big amount of our time. Grihastha Brahmachari, there are mentions in many parts of Srila Prabhupada's books, the members of this international society, they are guides, they are oriented to be a Grihastha Brahmachari. That means sacrifice will be there all the time. There is no possibilities a life without sacrificing things. Dhruva Maharaj, he will submit his life to severe austerities. But also, after he will get the darshan of the Lord, he will be, while he was practicing austerities in the forest, the demigods, descending so many, reveal their things. They try to discourage him, give up the austerities. There is no need. So they try to discourage Dhruva Maharaj. He was very Brahmanista, determined, keeping in his heart the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. So maybe that is hard to understand, this type of connections in the sacred literature. Disciples and Guru, but if we go to the person of Srila Prabhupada, we can remember that always he said, the instruction of my Guru Maharaj was everything, and the source of all type of shaktis, what he expresses during his life in this material world. So always he makes emphasis that the instruction of his Guru Maharaj was everything for him. So when Dhruva Maharaj went to the jungle, in many external situations was against his attempt to practice austerities. But also in the future, more in the future, we see that Suruchi son, he got killed by the Jakshas. The Jakshas will kill Suruchi. So we see the end of the this story that Tsuruchi will lose her son. The jack says, we'll try to bewilder through Amaras, but Nara, the demigods, will tell him that, don't worry, this is another type of Maya manipulation. The jacks is manipulating the things. So, also, another point very important is the piercing words. The words can be like a nectar. Ananda buddhi vardhanam prati parnam purnamir tesodhanam. Or the words can be like a source, piercing our hearts, which was the case of Dhruva Maharaj. The words of Tsuruchi, there is in Spanish a word, is serrucho. Serrucho means something which is cutting in Spanish. Tsuruchi. So she had a piercing words. She pierced the heart of Dhruva Maharaj, but he was a Kshatriya by nature, not by just some kind of social manipulation. He was a Kshatriya by birth. Dhruva Maharaj, he refused to be discouraged by the piercing words of Tsuruchi. So he decided to go somewhere. Now, his mother told him that, may she say, let's talk to your aunt, Drevahuti, or your uncle, Priyavrata. Let's do some political arrangement here. Let's do things like we do things. Like, oh, let's talk to this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. So she don't say that. She say, you should go to see the Lord in the forest. We can remember also the pastime between Kausalya and Kaukeyi. So Kaukeyi was very political about, you know, families, affairs, and envy, my son, your son. So Ruchi is the mother. She should see Dhruva Maharaj as her son. Mothers have to see the kids, everybody else, as their son, right? Always ready to give it good advice, to give it certainty, give it affection. The men should see the mothers, the women as a mothers. So there's no problem when there is a real maternal connections between a woman and men. In this case, Tsuruchi, maybe she was neglected by Uttanapada, but Uttanapada, maybe he was misguided by his minister. So brahmanas should be supervising all the time, everything constantly. This we can see also in this wonderful story, a lack of illumination from the heads, from the brahmins. Uttanapada, he should protect Tsuruchi. Seeing that Tsuruchi was okay, there's something happened to you, the life of the woman is very problematic. The body, periods, moon, sun, different planets, take care of kids, 9 months of pregnancy, maybe there is a kind of traumas, pre-pregnancy traumas, post-pregnancy, post-birth. There are so many things, so the men should be always aware about that. The woman should be happy. Prabhupada say that, keep the woman happy, keep the woman protected, make sure that everything is available for women. She don't need to go to the battlefield and challenge with this guy, that guy, this thing, that thing, you know. So the men should go to the battlefield to conquer a space for the women. Thank you. So, the future of our society. Then Tsuruchi was neglected by Uttanapada, and she tried to express that type of empty the space in her heart in that way, you know. Because when the woman is happy and is protected, when the woman grow up and living in such a nice environment, always she's inclined naturally to give affection, to express her natural inclination to be mother of everything, of everybody. So, I apologize if I was not able to continue in one point my English. I think in Spanish and I speak English. Thank you very much for your tolerance, for being here. encourage me to continue trying to share our inspiration in this verse. I will be open a space for questions, comments, if there is any questions here.
I have one question.
Arrivo.
Did you tell, si la Prabhupada told, he wanted the devotees remain together, but we are not together. In a comment is, we are not together because we criticize each other, because we don't help each other, because we don't love each other, and we are so envious that we cannot to be friends. We must to be family. Srila Prabhupada want we must to be family, no enemies. And I am the first that I can make something wrong. Please forgive me, pero for me, this is my only family. I don't like when the brahmacharis, they are going very quickly to take prasadam, because also they must listen that we must to be together. We must to be together. This is our only family. We cannot to be like this, envious, criticized, and so horrible. Me, I am the first that commit so many offense to the devotees, and please forgive me, but this is no good. Si la Prabhupada like, we must to be together. If for to be together, we must love each other, we must help each other, and we must to be friends, no enemies. Okay, the another question is, for this I want one Bengali state here. If somebody can explain to me what is the means of Durga Puja, because for me it's very sinful, but perhaps I am wrong, no? Because for me, Durga Puja, the means of Durga Puja is that all the people is going there for alcohol, prostitute, and all this. And perhaps I am wrong, perhaps it's not okay, because the Bengalese devotees, they are going to Durga Puja. And I don't understand why, no?
Entonces, really appreciate the comments, Mataji Prema Bhakti.
No, Durga Puja is for me very important.
So, Durga Puja, we should respect everybody, and this is a local behavior the people doing for 1,000 years. They have their own practice, and we have our practice. We don't practice Durga Puja here. We practice Guru Puja and Krishna Puja, Radharani Seva. So we are trying to reflecting the fruit of our sincere practice to the exterior. People coming here to celebrate Durga Puja here. Maybe they say, let's go Hare Krishna to celebrate the Durga Puja. But when they come here, they confront such a nice spiritual environment that maybe when they go outside, they think, oh, let me chant Hare Krishna, let me chant the Sinsirons, and let me back to the Hare Krishna temple. They were so nice, they wrote a nice kirtan, nice prasad, and such a nice deity worshipped. The fire of Lord Nrisimhadeva is so precious, everybody want to touch the fire. So that is the purpose to preach. They come in here to celebrate Durga Puja. When they go home, they want to worship Govindar. So that is nothing wrong. People coming here for chatur vidam, four type of human beings approach to Krishna. This is another thing that we should keep the Mataji's ways protected, and we should personalize our system to discover or find out how the Mataji's are feeling in our society. It's very important, not only in ISKCON society, in any society, because the women have the tendency, natural tendency, to be protected. That doesn't mean the woman is inferior to the man. I don't say that the woman should be a slave. Protection doesn't mean to be possessed. The woman is not meant to be possessed by the man, but to be engaged in some kind of particular activities which is part of her nature. Same thing, the woman should never think to possess the man. So it's a very deep matter, but I think that is some kind of issue today in our society. Make sure the women have everything, and There are many single mothers, single women, and I'm single parent. So this are, you know, we are trying to go higher to get inspiration. But when we get to the reality, there's many single parents, many women that are alone with the children. Fathers have to go to China, Korea, Japan, have to go to Russia, any country to get money. So the women that are here with the children, sometimes local environments, sometimes heat, sometimes distress, home problem, the body get the old, periods, moons, different things. So we need some kind of special, personal way to protect the mothers in such a way that we are happy by seeing our mothers and the mother they don't need to try to how to say it's sometimes different type of behavior is a way to get attention. Please care about me. I'm existing here. I'm part of this world. Please give me some affection. Care about me. Why are you so selfish? You know, thinking about conquer the world, conquer China, conquer this, conquer the planet, for we are in here. So we should prepare our society in such a way that our mothers, they are protected, so we can go far to other type of obligations regarding human society. But Mother Prema Bhakti, she is a very old member of our society. Always we appreciated her comments. She had a very good intention, but you know, we should care about mothers in general. We should protect mothers and create a strong environment where the mother be happy. She can reveal the mind to somebody. Reveal the mind means I know that person is like a safe. I would put my treasure in the safe. Nobody gonna touch. I need to trust somebody. Rebuild my heart. Please help me. How do I go that way? How can go to this way? I need to go to New Delhi. But if you take it the wrong way, go to Bangladesh or Pakistan. They will catch you there in Pakistan. So we need some guy. We need a guy. The Mataji is we are singles, which are unprotected or so many other problems. They need some kind of special particular guy because we are individuals. Individuality is something eternal. It's our possession. It's nothing else beyond our individuality. So how are we going to work to preserve our individuality and to express our eternal right to be individuals? That is a science. We need to tamadikari, like Srila Prabhupada, or we need anybody else who are living together, follow the inspiration of Mahabharata, to practice and to express our eternal right to be individuals. There is a science. We call it the science of self-realization. Self-realization, which is performed in the Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan is unlimited amount of individuals which are scientifically expressed and practice the right to be forever an individual, which is required science. Require wisdom, science to understand the nature of this individual or the particular nature in this particular circumstance. Like Dhruva Maharaj, it was some kind of particular circumstance. In that circumstance, he said, my heart is so polluted, I cannot do Prabhu, I cannot wake up in the morning chanting Hare Krishna, I cannot follow for regulations. That is not for me. For me, it's karma kanda, basic tantra yoga, mystic power, pious activities, who knows. But the guru said, no, don't worry about it, it's for you. You feel that, you because you are sick. So when we are sick, we are depressed. I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Let me stay in the bed. And a friend coming, no, Prabhu, wake up, get up in the bed. I will follow you. Let's go walking, let's go think, let's go movie theater. Let's go have some ice cream. And then, oh, thank you, Prabhu, I was very depressed. I was in the bed, you know, I was laid down, thinking, see the light, very dark. Oh, you came to my door. How you came? Well, I think about you, I worry about you, I care about you. That's Krishna say to Gopal Kumar, where you was? I'm looking for you, I'm waiting for you, so many lives. Oh, Krishna, I was struggling. Bear after bear. Chaitanya Mahadavagni and this fire material existence. So thank you, Krishna. Krishna says, thank you, Kumar, for done such an austerity to back to me. This is a reciprocal appreciation of the Lord to his devotee by doing so many austerities to back to home. Like if we do it, I don't do anything. For me it was easy. But the devotees who came to Mayapur, I think about them. Every time when I take a rickshaw, I go to Calcutta or a station to buy a dhoti, to buy this, to deal with Krishna and other, my mind go back 40 years ago. How was the life for the devotees, Western devotees, which came here to Mayapur, and the first time, ready give up everything for Srila Prabhupada? How was the life for them? If for me it's not easy. So, Krishna appreciates that, Prabhupada appreciates any type of sacrifice that we are doing to help others, to inspire others by our own challenge, by defeat our own enemies, which is the Hiranyakashipu, what we have inside. So we go every day to take a darshan in Srinadeva and pray in Srinadeva with you sharp nails and you sharp fangs. Please destroy the Hiranyakashipu, which is inside my heart. That is what we do every day. So when we see the miracle, in Srinadeva has destroyed the Hiranyakashipu, which is in his heart, he may will destroy the Hiranyakashipu, which is in my heart. This is my fate. I'm suffering now due to my nature, my mind, my sense, my desire. But I have a hope in the course of the time, by the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, Hiranyakashipu will destroy my perverted nature. You know, my Hiranyakashipu, which is inside. Thank you very much. I will read some questions here, some comments, very fast. This is Paris from Mumbai. What reaction one gets, this is awesome, or change. From Mumbai. I didn't know that this was international observance, monitoring class. Prabhu, very nice class, especially your glorification to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. This is the example of my god brothers, senior god brothers in Mayapur, wherever I go. They are Prabhupada disciples. Remember Srila Prabhupada constantly, thinking to make the life better. The other day I have a very fast darshan from Umapati Maharaj, and he told me many past time. I asked him, Maharaj, how many times Srila Prabhupada taught you? And Maharaj said, many times. So, touch me here. So that is the nectar of this society. We can be in touch with the pioneers, fighters, who still remain on this planet and still remember their association with Srila Prabhupada. What reaction one gets when one does not follow the instruction of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, give instruction to follow four regulations, regulative principles, morning program, distributing books, etc. Being a vihastra, it is not possible to follow on daily basis. So how do we prevent doing this guru parat? So that's just when one day I remember regarding this, one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada. He told Prabhupada, this devotee, he doesn't chant Hare Krishna, he doesn't follow regulations. The devotee is always shot. And Prabhupada say, first, you should go to him very humbly, in a humble state of mind, and ask him, Prabhu, why do you... Maybe you know that story, or Prabhu, anyone? No. This was told by Sapsarupa Maharaj in one darshan in Brazil. Maharaj went to Brazil. So Prabhupada say, first, there was something against Karandara Prabhu. Karandara Das Prabhu. The devotees, cha, cha. So, Prabhupada said, first you go to the devotee, he asks Prabhu, why you are not chanting Hare Krishna? You have no face, you lose, you are sick, you have some... Prabhupada said, if he's a householder, you ask if you have some family problems, And when you find out why he stopped to chant Hare Krishna with the blade of grass in your mouth very humbly, you tell him, please Prabhu, chant the holy name of the Lord. So regarding the hard time what the householders having to maintain the families, at the same time to compare to attending the spiritual programs, we have so many examples that Kulavecha Sridhar, many householders, they have a very simple life, full of nectar. Ananda Buddhi Vardhana Prati Parnam Purnamita Sodhana. It's true, when we are thinking about money, we're thinking about space, about buildings, about this, about that, about society, that is very hard to Kirtaniya Salahari, to fix ourselves in chanting. But the devotees which willing to be part of this society, they should think and believe it that pray, the dependence feelings is very important. To pray to the Lord is very important, that we can have strength to challenge different obstacles, and also we can pray that our life will be better. That's teaching by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when my life, you know, will be, when that day will come. But also, we say another song, one day I was in my house chanting Hare Krishna, and I see my house be converted, transformed in Vaikuntha. So there is the possibility that by having a simple life, we can see one day, by the grace of our Srila Prabhupada, our life, our house, be transformed in Vaikuntha. You know? So that is the possibility. It's nothing, that's what we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada.